Hey everybody, welcome to Talk is BDC Wrestling. I am your host, the one and only BDC, and I am here to talk about this 2K, WWE 2K24 to be exact. All these teases they've been releasing, it's going to be building up, I guess, to the 22nd coming up, and that's going to be on Monday. So yeah, you know, they got a lot of teases I want to talk about. And I want to get into this Jinder Mahal, Seth Rollins, Hook versus Samoa Joe. You know, two good matches. You know, my thoughts and stuff like that on that. And yeah, the wrestling world has been on fire this week with two good title matches. What title match was better, though? What title match was better? Before we get into that, though, don't forget to like, share, and review the episode. You know, it always helps. You know, if you're on Spotify, Apple, wherever you're on, it helps. You know, drop that 5 stars for your boy. You know, it goes a long way, especially the beginning of the year. You know, they reset everything and, you know, reviews and all that stuff like that. So show some love to your boy, BDC. But we're going to get into the episode. You know, hopefully y'all sit back, you know, sit tight, and let's get into this episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. Hey everybody, what's up, what's up? You know, like I said, we got a few things to talk about. You know, this 2K teases, Hook, Jinder Mahal, you know, two good title matches. You know, unfortunately, is always one is better than the other. And that's just how it's going to always be. You know, gives everybody something to talk about, you know. Sucks for them, but, you know, that's what Talk is BDC is about. You know, I'm giving my opinions on stuff and what I think and what I like. You know, if you don't like what I'm talking about, I'm sorry. I'm not for everybody, you know. Before we get into that and the 2K news, I want to just say, you know, thank y'all for coming, you know, listening. If you're at work, you're driving, you know, whatever you do, whatever you're doing, you know, you listen to me, I appreciate you. Just remember that. You know, I was always told a thank you goes a long way. And, you know, I love podcasting and talking, and, you know, without y'all, I'm just talking to myself. You know, I'm talking to myself right now, you know, to a mic right now. So, but, you know, I love wrestling, you know, and I like talking to people about wrestling. You know, it's always cool and just talking, seeing what people think. Everybody's opinions on wrestling is always different. Like, you know, they always got their, you know, CM Punk winning a Rumble or Cody's winning. This is why this person is winning. You know, I like listening to the people with their, you know, their opinion, you know, that's completely opposite of yours. You can find somebody that can part argue with you that R-Truth is winning the Rumble. Now, I don't think R-Truth is winning the Rumble, but you can find somebody part that's going to argue, you know, R-Truth is winning the Rumble. My point is I want y'all to follow me on X and talk to me about wrestling. You know, I post on there about AEW, you know, Dynamite, Rampage, SmackDown, you know, Raw. You know, MVP is cooler. Hit me up on my X. You know, I would love to meet y'all, you know, that's listening in the UK, Germany, the US, wherever y'all from. I love talking wrestling. You know, Don't be shy to hit me up, you know, and just say, hey, what up, BDC? What's good? What's good, my dude? I thought MJF should have kept the title or something, you know, but my point is, hit me up. I love to meet y'all and talk, you know. You know, and for those that know, I know I like, you know, video games and, you know, AEW Fight Forever, 2K23, you know, I play them, you know, and yeah. But, you know, I'm not going to waste no more time. We're going to get into this. We're going to talk about Seth Rollins and Jinder Mahal. Because that, to me, that is the weakest match of the two. I'm sorry, y'all. You know, I love WWE. You know, I love AEW. That match was kind of whack. You know, it had the typical Jinder Mahal distractions, you know, into the finisher. You try to repeat that the way he won the title. And it was all right. You know, not to say, you know, I'm not bashing it. Like, oh, my God, it sucked. It was a typical Jinder Mahal match, you know, and, you know, to me, the highlight of the match is Damian Priest, you know, coming out there, you know, you don't know if he's going to cash in or not, you know, and the outside interference and stuff like that, you know, and Seth Rollins ended up getting the win. But in that match, I did not believe for 2 seconds that Jinder Mahal was winning. Part of me in that match was like, no part of me in that match was like, yeah, Jinder Mahal's winning for sure. Like, oh, he's about to win. He might win. You know, no, Jinder Mahal wasn't winning that match. What did Stone Cold Vince McMahon say? No chance Jinder Mahal was winning. It just wasn't. Like, this guy hasn't won a match in so long. He's been a joke. He's been with this tag team that I don't even know the names to. You know, he won the world title or the WWE title. After he lost it, he didn't win a match, I don't think, after that. You know, it's just like, it just wasn't believable. You know, I get it. People deserve title matches. And, you know, sometimes random people do get title matches. I get it. You know, I'm not mad that he got a title match. Jinder Mahal is good. If they booked him correctly, I feel like, you know, more people will believe that he could have won that match. Probably not. It's close to WrestleMania, you know, Royal Rumble coming up. Probably not, but you know what I mean. Like, you know, maybe it'd be more believable, you know, just if he was winning and beating people. You know, let's talk about the second match, though. The real show stealer, you know, Samoa Joe versus Hook. That was a match. It was a spot in that match where I thought Hook died, you know. Samoa Joe hit him with a, you know, like a reverse spinning rock bottom, you know, to the table. Hook's back just got towed up. Like, Hook showed why he is that dude. Like, if you're telling people who is Hook or who the F is Hook, something's wrong with you. Because if you watch TNA or TNA, Hook's never been in TNA. If you watch AEW, Hook is always giving you good matches in AEW. Always, you know, the jobber matches, the even, like, you know, he just got the look, the music. He's always giving you, you know, it's always like, where are they gonna go with Hook? When you see him out there, you know, you're always like, man, I wish they push this guy to the moon. They need to put a rocket on his back. You don't know, you know, at all. And after watching this match, sure, people on the internet said, you know, this match makes him more, you know, relevant than all them matches, you know, jobbers he beat. I agree. You know, all those people he beat on Dark and Elevation and Rampage, you know, good matches, decent matches. I seen half of them, more than half. The Samoa Joe match put him on the map. And I believe that's what Tony Khan was trying to do, you know, was just put him, you know, get him notice, you know. And I think, you know, if they book him right now, you know, as he's been getting booked right, just booking him more, beating, you know, bigger opponents, you know, more mid-carders, and instead of these people we don't know sometime, you know, that he beat. You know, as long as they book him strong, I don't get how you get kicked out of a muscle buster and, you know, you don't tap out to the sleeper, but then you get put to sleep and then you just go on to fight jobbers again, you know. I don't think that's the case. I don't think, you know, you should book, you know, Hook like that. I think Hook should start beating more, you know, people you see on TV, on AEW more, and slowly build him, you know, up to that title picture again. Maybe by another year, you know, he could be AEW, you know, champion. And I truly believe that, you know, he could be an AEW champion, you know. Even I say TNT, you know, maybe before the AEW championship, you know, title, you know, that match showed, you know, he's, you know, he could take moves. He can give moves. He can go crazy. which he's already, we already knew all this stuff. You know, it was just, we never seen him getting beat by a main eventer like a Samoa Joe, you know. And, you know, I'm not like a WWE or AEW fanboy. I like AEW a little bit more, but Hook, to me, wrestled and put a name out there for himself. You know, Tony Khan knew what he was doing. And I always got to give Tony Khan credit. You know, putting talent out there is what he do. Sometimes Tony Khan don't keep the talent out there. Like, if you go, if you put Hook back to, you know, with Orange Cassidy as a manager and not doing much and, you know, just coming out eating chips and stuff like that, then, yeah, the Samoa Joe and Hook match was for nothing. So, you know, hopefully they give Hook more TV time, you know, for himself. More matches like, you know, like a Jack Perry, like when he beat Jack Perry at All In, you know, matches like, you know, Samoa Joe, you know, hopefully he keep that momentum going because he got the momentum right now, you know. And I feel like Jinder Mahal just lost. He's been losing, you know, he's been a joke, you know, and I feel like, you know, nothing came out of that match, but just Tony Khan helped him more than anything. And Hook, I feel like he got the respect more of the fans and stuff like that. Not to say Jinder Mahal don't have the respect. This is WWE's booking. They booked him way wrong. You know, they didn't book, you know, Hook the, like, you know, the, like the best or nothing like that, but he's been built up more to where he deserves a title match more, you know. But that's just my take, you know. I like Jinder Mahal. I like Hook. I think Hook benefited more from the title match than Jinder Mahal. I think Hook did, you know, was better wrestling than Jinder Mahal. Jinder Mahal is just whack to me. He's just the way they need to, you know, maybe have him go away. Or I think he just came back, though. Maybe if he just start winning matches, you know, maybe he take the Hook, you know, the Hook route. He start, beating opponents again, mid-carders. Maybe, you know, maybe take the belt from Gunther or something. And maybe he can get back into, you know, his glory days of Jinder Mahal, the modern day Maharaja. You know, maybe he can get back to that. You know, I was a fan of Jinder Mahal. And I like him. You know, he got the look. You know, he's strong. He's big. You know, he got the look. So, you know, not to say, you know, he's done, because Jinder Mahal is definitely not. But I think Hook benefited more. You know, he got, you know, I'm curious to see the views on Dynamite. I hope they did pretty good, because Jungle, Hook wrestled his ass off. He wrestled his ass off. He deserves them eyes, you know, people watching them views, you know. But, you know, the views are not. He still wrestled a good match. You know, he's still one of my favorite originals. You know, him, Orange Cassidy, Private Party, you know, it's a couple. The list goes on, you know. They got some good originals, and AEW has been doing their thing lately. I'm glad Tony Khan put the eyes on Hook and gave him that spotlight. You know, I feel like he killed it and ate it up and more, you know, with it. So, you know, kudos to Tony Khan. Like, you know, I know some people say Tony Khan talk too much, or, you know, he do too much. He's a big fan. If you was a fan of a wrestling company, you might be doing the same stuff. So let Tony Khan enjoy his company, you know, and run, you know, and keep giving us these good title matches. You know, Hook did his thing, and I'm a fan of it. You know, hopefully, you know, we see him do more, you know. So, yeah, you know, what y'all think about it? You know, what y'all think about Hook? You know, do you think Hook used the best of his time? You know, it was commercial free. Or did y'all think Jinder Mahal, you know, used up his time and got a lot of, you know, good stuff out there? Let me know on X. You know, hit me up on X about this. I'm curious to know what y'all think about Hook, you know, Hook versus Samoa Joe, Seth Rollins versus Jinder Mahal. Let me know what y'all think. I would love to talk to y'all about that. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to say Jinder Mahal. No. Hook. Hook did his thing. And yeah. But let me know, you know, because I'm like, you know, for sure Hook did his thing and benefited more from it. But let's talk about 2K. You know, before we get into this 2K discussion, though, because I got a lot to say, you know, about this 2K. It's going to tie into AEW Fight Forever just a little bit, But before we get into that, let me take a quick break and I will be right back. Okay, we are back. Let's talk about this WWE 2K teases they've been showing. And they've been showing a release date or a date on it too at the same time. January 22nd, they've been showing. So they're going to do it on WWE Raw, or they're going to do it before. Most likely, they're going to do it before Monday Night Raw. Well, let's talk about two things they've been showing that, you know, I'm interested in seeing. One, the first thing they've been showing is the referee shirt they teased on Instagram, Facebook, and X, which got me excited. You know, you can do special referee, you know, matches. You know, what makes me, you know, I started thinking, like, will they start putting that in tag team matches and triple threat, fatal four-way, six-man matches, because you could do eight people online. So I'm guessing I'm hoping that we put referee mode in all those modes, you know, match types. You know, at the same time, I'm going to give WWE 2K some help right here. Put a rank mode for referee, you know, for special referee matches where I can join matches randomly and referee them, you know, and get ranked for, you know, for doing a good job, you know, and then you can have a rank for a bad referee and a good referee. There you go, WWE 2K. Take my idea. You know, it's a good idea. I think, you know, hey, why not? Is it a good idea? No? Yes? You know it's a good idea. But that would be cool, though. Think about it, though, for real. Let's think about it. You know, if you join a quick play, you know, match, quick play, or whatever you want to call it, you know, you don't know those guys anyway. And, you know, you could sit back and watch their matches and, you know, just be a good referee. You could screw some of them over, which you probably get a lot of hate messages, That's not good. But, yeah. But you can get, you know, it'd just be fun just to be, you know, referee. And then don't forget, you know, Twitch and all that and streaming services. You know, people like to stream and do e-feds and, you know, leagues and stuff like that. So you can do a lot with the referee mode, you know. Referee mode is gonna come in clutch for this game, you know. And they definitely teasing it. You know, I'll be mad if they was showing a referee shirt and they don't announce the referee mode. Like, 2K, don't play with me. I will smack you, 2K. Don't do that. Don't do that. But yeah, let's get to the second one. You know, they teasing a casket match. They showed a picture of a casket, which it could mean we're getting Undertaker showcase, or we're getting a casket match, or we're getting a showcase mode with the casket match, and the casket match might be like a mini games, might be just a mini game or something like that in the showcase mode, which I don't want to see that. I want a casket match in the game, you know, fully playable for online and everything, so we can have fun. I could throw y'all into this casket. You know, I want to Irish whoop y'all next to the casket and use my special one time and end the match. That's how the old ones did. You know, that's how the old ones went. It wasn't fun. You could pick up a casket. It was, like, super light. You know, I feel like, you know, it should be, like, on the side of the ring. It should be on the side of the ring. You can roll people, or you can, like, you know, put them on the side and do your special. But make it maybe, like, a mini game or something, maybe? Or, I don't know. Casket match is kind of funny and could be really, really hard and tricky. So, I don't know. 2K, y'all got this. Hopefully y'all got this. You know, people wanted this casket match, but they was joking. A lot of people be joking when they say casket match, because, you know, they just want it, but they don't really know how it used to be. Casket matches wasn't fun. Newsflash, wasn't fun. But yeah, those are the two matches they've been teasing. You know, we're getting this, you know, this reveal, I guess, in a couple of days on the 22nd, which I can't wait. You know, it should be good. I don't know what to expect with the cover athlete. You know, I'm hoping, you know, I mean, if it's Cody Rhodes, it's Cody Rhodes, but I'm hoping that it's like somebody like, you know, like a multiple wrestlers, like a, you know, Rhea Ripley, Cody Rhodes, LA Knight, you know, Roman. Of course, they're going to put Roman on there. You know, maybe like five or six people on there, like the old SmackDown covers. You know, I used to like those covers. I prefer those covers and just one person on there, just Cody Rhodes looking at you all like, okay, I'm on here. But yeah, you know, 2K update, you know, reveal is coming a couple of days away. I can't wait to see what 2K has been cooking. Hopefully this is the next gen game only. So they put a lot of time and resources in the, you know, the online and the, you know, just making the game better as a whole for next gen, because we deserve a good wrestling game fully with y'all's attention on, you know, next gen, not trying to focus on last gen. You making a game on both systems the same is not, it's not really pushing for next gen if the game runs the same last gen. Just saying, 2K, just saying. But yeah, hopefully this is good, you know, good for 2K. AEW better step it up, you know, do some updates, add some match types or something, because once 2K come and they had all these special referee and casket matches and stuff like that, it's going to be really, really hard to like get people to come back. You know, just saying, you know, I love AEW Fight Forever, but 2K like is bringing it this year and they're getting everybody hyped. Nobody's talking about Fight Forever online right now. And that's not bad. You know, I mean, that's a bad thing. It's not a good thing. You want people talking about your game and the season. Ain't nobody talking about season 3 right now or what's coming or match types. We're talking about 2K. Possibly a casket match. Possibly a special referee match. So get it together, AEW. And hopefully 2K got it together. You know, take those combos and, you know, dodging out the game. You know, nobody want that. We want a wrestling game. We don't want a fighting game. But, yeah, that's going to round it up for this episode. I just wanted to talk about those two things, you know, the casket match possibly and the special referee. Hopefully we have some more information on the 22nd. You know, that's Monday, you know, hopefully before Raw. I'm off that day, so yeah, yay. But I'd like to thank everybody for listening to this episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. I hope everybody have a good Friday. You know, Friday is here. TGIF. You know, I mean, it's the weekend. And yeah, we got Collision on Saturday. And then we got Monday Night Raw on Monday. So we're going to have that 2K reveal. And we're going to talk about it on the next episode. But yeah, I hope everybody have, you know, a good day. You know, hit me up. Let me know what y'all thought. Don't forget to rate the episode. Like it, share it, all that good stuff. I appreciate y'all. And I will see y'all on the next one.